Letters 265-290, a collection of many select epistles to friends, of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 2, 265. Along with George Fox's translation to the kingdom, as described in the first chapter of his journal, this letter, exceeding all his other letters, convinced me that George Fox did not speak like the scribes. Instead, he spoke and wrote with heavenly authority and understanding, for he lived in the kingdom, in the presence of God. All you who are believers in the light of Christ, which manifests darkness, you are kept by the power of God unto the day of salvation. Asterisk: a believer in the light of Christ believes the light's anonymous pleadings, which every man hears at some point in his life, to turn from his evil behaviors, deeds of darkness. And because he loves the truth that the light shows him, he repents. So, though your salvation is not yet completed, yet you have your keeper, the power of God, who neither slumbers nor sleeps, and will keep you until that day. For those virgins in the parable, they had their keeper, by which they were preserved in their virginity, which they were never accused of losing. For it is said that the cry was at midnight. That is, the midtime of darkness. For darkness is called night, and the voice of the bridegroom was at midnight, "Arise." Now those who had no oil in their lamps did not enter with the bridegroom, but those who had oil did. Now that which keeps is the power of God, and it preserves pure to him in the virginity, from that which would defile the virgin mind and the virgin soul and spirit. For it is all from the same man of sin who defiles the mind, and the spirit who leads them out to defile their bodies and corrupt them. Therefore all are to mind their keeper, the power of God, which was before the devil, the man of sin, was, by which power of God they have oil in their lamps, through which their lamps may always be burning in their temple, and such come to be the temple of God. For those who defile the temple, defile their souls and bodies. They let in the defiler and destroyer, and so their lamps go out, and they go from God and his power, the keeper, and such God will destroy. And so as many as are kept by the power of the Lord until the day of salvation, though the day of salvation is not yet completed, yet in the day of salvation, the people of God are a willing people, even in this day of his power. And so they are to abide with their keeper, which is the power of God. For while they are in the night, and not in the day of salvation, nor day of power, though they may be in the wilderness of temptations and trouble, yet may feel the power, the keeper, to lead through all these things, out of Egypt, through the Red Sea, through the wilderness, through Jordan, the river of judgment, and over the Canaanites. And therefore everyone's faith is to stand in the power of God, and believe in the power of God, that will bring to the day of God's power, and to the day of his salvation. Asterisk: you are kept by the power of God to reach the day of salvation, providing you stay on the inward cross of self-denial in the narrow way. For the outward Jew did not enter, because of unbelief. And so this great foul man of sin has defiled all mankind outwardly and inwardly. And therefore all are to have their faith to stand in the power of God, their keeper. For the defilement is in the night, by the power of darkness, and through it. Therefore let your faith stand in the power of God, your keeper, which will keep body and soul and spirit clean and blameless to the day of redemption and day of salvation. And by the power of God such will have a dominion over the foul man of sin, the devil. For it is he and people who leads and tempts to outward defilement of their body, and so to lose their virginity. And it is he who draws their minds from God and Christ, and from God's ways and his worship and his truth and his spirit and his grace, and his faith that he works in people. Therefore, if your faith stands in the power of God, all is preserved by it, body, soul, and spirit, in purity and a hidden mind, soul, and spirit, secret to the Lord, who is a spirit, and they are preserved by his power, their keeper. For it is as the saying of some of the world, who are the most modest, that they will keep their outward virginity to the day of their death or of their marriage. But such as before spoken of, who have no esteem of their bodies, no more than unruly beasts, give up their bodies to uncleanness, and themselves to work wickedness, and so forsake their keeper, the power of God, which should keep both inwardly and outwardly. And so all the inward virgin minds, and souls and spirits that are hidden to the Lord, they will die before they will lose their inward virginity, but will keep it to the marriage of the Lamb, as the wise virgins did. By which power they are preserved over the man of sin, whom Christ their husband bruises the head of, and destroys him and his works. For Christ was before the man of sin was, the devil or his works either, who is glorified with the Father before the world began. And therefore all such virgins who have come to Christ, and are married to him, Christ your husband, he will deal with the foul man of sin and bruise his head and break his power and strength to pieces, and will take him and cast him into everlasting fire. And therefore keep your faith in the power of God, which will bring you to the marriage of the Lamb. By which power of God, which was before the devil was, you have oil in your lamps, that your lamps may burn always. By which power of God you may come to the day of God's power, and all to be a willing people, to serve God and walk in truth, and to obey him. And so by the same power of God, which is your keeper, you may come to the day of salvation. You may have the song of salvation, and joy of salvation, and comfort of salvation, and the possession of salvation, and be heirs of the same. And so here you have your keeper, that is, the power of God. And Peter's words answer to this, you have the sure prophetic word which you do well to take heed unto, as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arises in you hearts. 2 Pet 1:19 signifying it is sufficient, which you must take heed to, it will lead you to the day dawning, the light that shines in the dark place of your hearts, in the dark place of your minds. Now you do well to take heed to this light, for it leads you to the day star and day dawning. Out of Egypt have I called my son, said the Lord, and Israel was called God's son, who was called out of the house of darkness and bondage. They had light in Goshen, when the children of Egypt were in darkness, and could not see one another. For now the children of light have light, and can see one another. The children of Egypt, Sodom, and Babylon cannot see one another. And so, they do well that take heed to the light, but they do ill that do not take heed to the light. For they walk in darkness, and know not where they go, and stumble at noonday, the highest time of light. For this light leads to the day dawning, and day star arising in their hearts, which is a sure word of prophecy. A prophet is a seer, and so with the light he will see that which manifests is light. By it you shall see the day dawning, and the day star arising, and when that arises, the sons of God sing together because of the joyful day. And the saints sing, who have long been in the brambly, briary wilderness, and in the house of bondage, of darkness and trouble, and of sorrow and misery. Therefore there is joy when the day star appears and the day dawn. There is great cause of joy for all the sons of God when the day star appears, and for them to sing together, for long nights of trouble and travail have they been in. The path of the just is a shining light, Pro 4:18, the path of the unjust is darkness, so there are but two paths. Now the unjust cannot abide to hear talk of the light, but call it natural, and created and made, or conscience, they do not know what to call it, whose darkness cannot comprehend the light, though it shines in the darkness. And so, the path of the just being a shining light, which shines more and more unto the perfect day. Signifying that the day is come, that the just has his path, and his path is a shining light, and so increases, shines more and more unto the perfect day. Now the unjust being in darkness, they hate the light and love darkness rather than light. And they hate the just man's path, the light, because their deeds are evil, for the light will reprove them. John 3:19-21, so the just man's path is sufficient, a shining light. For it shines more and more, it increases, it is sufficient, and brings to the perfect day. Now the unjust, whose path is darkness, say, it is not sufficient. But such cannot abide the light, cannot abide the just man's path, nor the just either, but hate both, and speak against him and his path with his darkness that cannot comprehend the light, though light shines in his darkness. And therefore, if he cannot comprehend the light with his darkness, how can he comprehend the prophets and apostles and Christ's words? But calls light darkness and darkness light, and calls it natural or created or made or conscience. And so this comes to be fulfilled on them, as John 1:5 said, who with their darkness could not comprehend the light, yet they would be talking of the saints' words, law and prophets, with their darkness, which could not comprehend the light. They would call light darkness, said Christ, if that light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Matt 6:23, you neither know the scriptures nor the power of God. Matt 22:29, how should they know the scriptures or the power of God either, whose darkness does not comprehend the light? A dark man is a blind man. A blind man has not true judgment. Therefore, how should they call it otherwise, but a natural light, a created or made light? So the Pharisees believed that Christ was to come and preached him to come, as the Protestants and Papists preach him, that he is come and to come, and can tell by Scripture where he was crucified, as the Jews could tell by Scripture where he was to be born. but they were all against Christ, the light. When he came, they said, Christ had a devil. The Pharisees said of him who was light that he was the prince of devils, who was the light and the truth and the life, and that he was the carpenter's son. So without the light they could not see him, nor his works with their darkness. Neither can they now, neither can they know the scriptures nor the power of God, whose darkness cannot comprehend the light. And John was a man sent from God, the greatest prophet born of a woman, who came for a witness to bear witness of the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world, that all through him might believe. And it is said in John 1:4, in Christ was life, and this life was the light of men. And so the life that is in Christ is the light of men. So this is a heavenly light, a divine light, a spiritual light, a saving light, which is the life of Christ, which is the light of men. Though the professors in Christ's time and these times, Papists and Protestants with their darkness, cannot comprehend the light, so not the life. So no true preachers of Christ without the light and life. John said he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, that he was not worthy to unloose the latchet of Christ's shoes. And yet John, who had seen Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, pointed his disciples to him and showed them Christ. And they forsook him and went to Christ. For John came for a witness, to bear witness of him who was the true light, and that he that was to come after him was preferred before him, for he was before him. Yet when John was cast into prison, he questioned whether Christ was he, or whether he should look for another, and sends to Christ. And Christ answers his messengers, and said unto them, the blind receive their sight, and the poor receive the gospel, etc., and as for these Papists and Protestants, and Jews, they question whether Christ, the light that lights every man that comes into the world, whether he is the spiritual, divine, saving, and heavenly light. And further, mark Christ's own words. He said, he is the light of the world that teaches you how to believe. That is to say, all his disciples, as Christ has taught them, who said, believe in the light. Now, believing in the light, you believe in that which does make manifest all things, for that which makes manifest is the light. And therefore to believe in the light is to believe in that which makes manifest Christ to be their way, their teacher, priest, mediator, interceder, savior, and redeemer. And he that believes in the light, believes in that which makes manifest all false ways, and false religions, and false worship, and false teachers, and antichrists. For they that believe in the light, it manifests all true ways and true religions. And so, they are no true believers, neither Protestants nor Papists, who only believe Christ has come from Scripture, as the Jews believed Christ was to come from Scripture. But I say they are no true believers, but as they also believe in the light as Christ the heavenly man does teach. For the Jews may teach their people to believe from the Scripture, the Papists and Protestants may teach their children to believe from the same, but not believing in the light, they are no true believers, as Christ has taught. For Christ, who is the Savior, he teaches people how to believe, and said, believe in the light. Which is plain, that they are no true believers that do not believe in the light, neither Jews, nor those that have got the name of Christians. For believing in the light, they become children of the light. And so it is plain, they are no children of light but who believe in the light, nor children of the day. For children of darkness may profess scriptures, the devil may bring scriptures and Protestant and Turk and Papist, and Jew may bring scriptures with a dark spirit and hold them in the unrighteousness. But there is no true believer in God, nor in Christ Jesus, but who believes in the light, which the Scripture testifies of. Showing there is no salvation, redemption, justification, sanctification, but to them who believe in the light that manifests all things, nor seeing Christ, who died and is risen for them. And therefore the heavenly man, the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, teaches how to believe and said, believe in the light while you have it. And this light will manifest him to be their way, their truth, and life. Which light comes from him who enlightens every man that comes into the world, that all through the light might believe. And so they that believe not in the light, as Christ has taught, are no true ministers, nor true messengers, nor true disciples, nor true Christians, nor true preachers of Christ Jesus, who believe not as he has taught them. But they that lay away Christ's teaching, and teach one another to deny the way that Christ has taught to believe in, are keepers of people in darkness, out of the light, and call it natural, created and made, and conscience. And so with their darkness and blindness give the light such names, who with their darkness cannot comprehend it. For he that believes in the light, it lets him see the scriptures, the prophets, Christ and the apostles' words, And by it they do distinguish the true prophet's words from the false, the holy men's words from the unholy, the sanctified from those who are not sanctified, Christ's words from antichrists, the true apostles' words from the false. So Christ the light teaches his people to believe in that which manifests all things, and they that believe in the light have the witness in themselves of Christ, in whom they do believe they have the witness in themselves, that he is their Redeemer and Savior and their way, their truth, and their life. For with the light they see him, they believing in the light that makes manifest. And after they believe in the light, become children of the light. They witness themselves that they are sealed, for their belief in the light stands in Christ the light, who has bought and purchased them. And after that they are sealed by the Spirit of promise, having God's mark or stamp set upon them, they can set to their seal that God is true in all his promises, in all his prophets concerning Christ Jesus, who taught them to believe in the light. With the light they see and come to know the three that bear record in heaven, and the three that bear record on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Below are three testifying events you must experience, which you see by the light with the eyes of your heart, as they occur in your heart. The three events discussed below are what occur when you are truly born again. First, the Spirit that bears witness in the earth, which mortifies them, which circumcises them, which leads them into all truth, in which Spirit is their fellowship, and a bond of peace, which keeps down that which troubles them, by which Spirit the believers are baptized into one body, brought out of the many bodies. And so by the Spirit they are brought to the one head, who is Christ Jesus, though there are many heads in the world, by which Spirit they are sanctified, by which Spirit they are instructed, by which Spirit they worship God, by which Spirit they are covered, by which Spirit they pray, and by which Spirit they sing praises to God who is a Spirit, by which Spirit they have an understanding, the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, which is to know God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent, which is life eternal. Secondly, they come to know the water which is a witness in the earth, by which they are washed, their minds, their souls, their spirits, and in their bodies with this pure water. And this is a witness in the earth with the light. To those who believe in it, it manifests these two witnesses in the earth, and with the light they see the Pope's counterfeit holy water, which he has set up since the apostles' days, who with the light bear witness against it, not to be God's witness, nor of God's setting up. And so the children of the light, who believe in the light, their bodies, their souls, their spirits, and their minds are washed clean in this pure, clean, holy water. That comes from above, from the pure, holy God, which is one of these witnesses in the earth. The third witness is his blood, with which the hearts of people are sprinkled, and their consciences are sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. As Moses sprinkled the outside of the posts, etc., with the blood of bulls and goats, which blood of bulls and goats, Christ's blood ends, which sprinkles the heart and conscience of people. So this blood of Jesus Christ, the heavenly man, is felt in the hearts and consciences of people, by which blood they are sanctified, they are cleansed from all their dead works, to serve the living God, and to serve their dead works no longer. So by this blood they are cleansed from all sin. Those who walk in the light and believe in the light, they are children of the light and children of the day. And the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, cleanses them from all sin, and their garments are made white in the blood of the Lamb, by which they come to testify of Jesus. They overcome the beast, the whore, the false church. And so every true believer believes as Christ has taught them, to believe in the light, that so they may become children of the light. They have these three witnesses that bear witness in the earth, to bear witness in themselves. And they can set to their seal, that God is true in all his works, in prophets and apostles and his Son. And they shall come to know, and do come to know, the three that bear record in heaven, and the three that bear record in the earth. George Fox 266. And all you believers in the heavenly light, as Christ has taught, you seek that which is lost and driven away. But the false prophets, false ministers and teachers, they did not seek that which was lost and driven away from God. They put no difference between the precious and the vile, but mash all together, like the priests and prophets of our times. Therefore, seek that which was lost and driven away. Some may be driven away by the storms, some may be driven away by the great winds of the wicked, and storms of the ungodly. Some may be driven away by tempests and foul weather, and some may be lost in the foul weather, and lost in the sea of the world. For it is the wicked one Satan who raises all this foul weather and these storms. Therefore seek that which is lost, You who believe in the light by which you see, then you are distinguished from the false prophets and teachers, and by the light you put a difference between the precious and the vile. For Jacob was found in a desert land, and you see all the prophets, how they sought that which was lost, and the apostles, and how Christ encouraged to seek that which was lost. And when the lost sheep was found, what joy there was, more than of the 99. And who are those who make the land desolate, but the rough Esau's and wild Ishmael's and Korah's? And who makes the world like a wilderness but the devil? And who brings the whole world to lie in wickedness, but the devil, that wicked one? And if you should not find that which is lost and driven away, at the first, nor second, nor third time of seeking, if you should not find him who is lost, go again so that you may have your joy and rejoice others. For Christ in the parable said, "The prodigal son was lost, yes, was dead, and is alive again, when he had been feeding among swine and upon husks and could never fill his belly. When any such come back again, they will tell you how hungry they were, they could never fill their bellies among the husks when they went astray, and tell you long declarations about the citizen that they were joined to. And therefore, when the lost is found and brought back again to the Father's house, where there is bread enough, there is joy, and the heavenly instruments of music, and the heavenly feast of the heavenly fat things, and the heavenly robes of righteousness are enjoyed. And so all be diligent, you believers in the light, as Christ has taught you. Look up and down, in the light you will see where the lost sheep are, and those who have been driven away, you will spy them out of the woods or brambles or pits, where there is no water, where they are ready to be famished, where they are tied with thorns and briars. And so with the light you will see, and put a difference between the precious and the vile. For whatever makes manifest is light. For by that you see, and you will see with it, how the false prophets and ministers and teachers drive people away. They drive them away from God, and his way, from Christ and the covenant of light. How angry they are with those who believe in it. With clubs, how have they beaten many, and wounded many, and imprisoned many, because they would not be driven by them into the devil's pitfold or prison. But you must never stop seeking, for the light shines over all, who believe in and walk in the path of the just, which is like a shining light. For it has been the work of all the false teachers and ministers to drive away from God and his truth and light, and those have been the devil's servants, and the wages he gives them is death. This has been the way of all true ministers, to seek that which was lost and that which was driven away, as you may see Christ and the apostles and all the true prophets did, and to bring them to feed in the pastures of life, and gently to lead them, whose wages is life, and he gives them their heavenly penny of life eternal. George Fox 267, to ministering friends. Friends, all you who believe in the light, as Christ has commanded, who have become children of the light, and of the day, and of the promise and minister in them, do not judge one another in public meetings. You who minister abroad or go abroad in cities, towns, countries, or nations, as you have received the grace, and have the word of the Lord God committed to you, do not judge one another, nor reflect upon one another in public meetings. For that hurts the hearers, and you do more harm than you do good, and that makes confusion. If you have anything to say, have patience, let that gift be exercised, and speak to one another by yourselves alone. For that was the way before anything was spoken against any of the church, and that will show the spirit of order and government, and the spirit of love, and of patience and humility. And keep down passion, and that part in yourselves that cannot bear all things, nor endure all things, by which the love comes up that will endure all things, and bear all things, which edifies the body, and by which the body is edified. For the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. This shows the true spirit, for that which cannot bear all things, many times is forward in judging, which cannot bear all things, nor endure all things, and so goes out of the true love and edification, which breeds confusion and distraction, and destroys more than it will ever beget to God. And also goes out of the church order, first speak to him alone, for by that he may win his brother. Speaking publicly makes strife, some owning and some disowning, and that spirit must be shut out by the true spirit, that keeps order and unity and fellowship and the true love that edifies the body. And so all who feel the power stirring in them to minister, when they have finished, let them live in the power and in the truth and in the grace, which keeps in the seasoned words and keeps in a stabilized and seasoned life. And so all may minister as they have received the grace. So everyone is a steward of the grace of God, if he does not turn the grace of God into wantonness. And so to minister in that love and grace and power, which keeps all things in subjection and order, and in unity in the life and in the power, and light, by which you may see that of God in every man, and answer to that which God has shown to people. For the true laborers in the vineyard answers that of God, the true ministers bring people to that which is to instruct them, the Spirit of God, and so are ministers of the Spirit and minister of the grace. They answer the Spirit and the grace and truth in all, in which all who minister have unity, and through which they have fellowship with God and Christ. George Fox 268, not to be overthoughtful of the things of this world. Friends, did not God provide for man and woman before he made them? Did he not make all things in 6 days? And the sixth day he made man in the image of God, in righteousness and holiness. And therefore Christ, who is the Son of God, who comes to restore man up again into the image of God, and leads man up into his image in righteousness and holiness, as he was in before he fell. Does he not reprove those who take thought, and told them of their little faith, and that they could not add one cubit to the stature that God had made? And it was the practice of the heathens and of the Gentiles to take thought. So it is clear, before God made man, he took care for him, but after man was fallen from the image of God, and his righteousness, he man took care and twalled, though he cannot add one cubit to his stature in the Lord's work. For you may sow your seed in the ground or garden, you may have much cattle and other things, yet there is no increase except by the Lord, neither of your seed nor of your cattle, for is not the earth the Lord's and the fullness of it? Mark. Does he not give the increase, who upholds all things by his word and power, who is the creator of all, and provided for man before he made him, and set him in dominion over all the works of his hands, which dominion man lost. Man lost righteousness and holiness in his disobeying the command of God, which Christ comes to restore man to, and sets man above all again, as he was in the beginning, and up to his own state beyond Adam before he fell, to him who never fell. And so all who believe in the light, as Christ commanded, in the light they see they cannot add one cubit to the stature, and so they come to grow in the faith, in Christ and in God. And so in this the Lord has the praise of his works, and all things praise him, who has created them all to his honor and to his glory and to his praise, and man to glorify him in righteousness and holiness, in the image of God and of Christ Jesus, above all other creatures in the covenant of God, in the covenant of light and life in Christ Jesus, him by whom the world was made. By him they praise and please God, and in their pleasing God they honor God and Christ. George Fox 269. Concerning the single language. All friends who believe in the light as Christ has commanded you and have become children of light, keep to the proper speech. That is, the and you to a singular and you to many. As you may see throughout the scriptures, it was the language of God and Christ, his prophets and apostles and all good men, though it is the practice of the first birth and of the flesh to say you when they should say thou. Therefore take heed of flattery to please men and of letting the world's spirit over you. Though they have learned in their grammar and accidents and other teaching books the plural and singular language, yet they speak plural when they should speak singular, to one person. George Fox 270. All who are gathered in the name of Jesus, and are made alive by him and quickened by him, come to the flock of Christ. And know where they feed at noonday, they are gathered into the name of Jesus Christ, whose name is above every name. And know that there is no salvation under the whole heaven, but in the name of Jesus, in the testimony that they have of Jesus, which is the Spirit, by which they see Jesus, and see his pastures of life, see his springs of life, and his rivers of life, and his bread of life. And see the footsteps of the flock, the testimony of Jesus, the Spirit, by which they see him and his flock. And they see the barren mountains they have been upon and come off from. And therefore, all you who are gathered into the name of Jesus, and walk in the path of the righteous, where the footsteps of the flock are, do not quench the Spirit in anyone, and if anyone will not have your bread of life and water of life, let them fast, who will neither receive nor give. For the bread of life and water of life are not only given to feed yourselves, but that by them you may feed others and refresh others. Therefore have bread in your houses, and water in your own well, and fruit from your own tree, and salt in yourselves, to savor one another, so that you may try all things, and have oil in your own lamps, that they may burn in your own temple. And odor and frankincense, that it may burn continually upon your own altar, that it may ascend as a sweet savor, holy and pure, up to God who is holy and pure. Do not be moved off your ground, in which you may grow and increase. And so do not quench the Spirit, nor despise prophecy, nor hate the light, but improve your talent. Do not hide it, but improve it. Mind the kingdom within, and the heavenly penny, and the Spirit of God, who is given to instruct you, and walk according to the rule of the Spirit of God, that he has given to you all to profit with, and mind the truth in the inward parts, so that you may be adorned and arrayed with a meek and a quiet spirit. For the light that shines in your hearts will give you the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, so that you may know the heavenly treasure in your earthly vessels, and the day star to arise, the day to dawn in your own hearts, that you may become temples of Christ, he to dwell with you, and walk with you, and sup with you, and the blood of Christ to sprinkle your hearts from dead works, and your consciences also, that you may serve the living God. So know the true faith to purify your hearts, which Christ is the author and finisher of, and the true hope to purify you. And so, be true believers in the light, as Christ commands, and become children of the light. For he who believes has the witness in himself. And know the true word in your hearts and mouths, which is the word of faith the apostle preached, which distinguishes your good thoughts from bad, and your good words from bad, which word is in your hearts to obey and do. Which is like a hammer to hammer down sin and evil, and as a sword to cut it down, and as a fire to burn it up. So that by that word you may be sanctified, by that word you may have salvation, by that word you may be reconciled to God, by which all things are upheld by his word and power. By this word you may be born again of the immortal seed that lives and abides forever. And so from this word you may have your milk. For this is the engrafted word that is able to save the soul and raise the soul that is immortal up unto the immortal God. And by this word you will see over all the deceivers of your souls, which word was before they were. And by this word you will understand the scriptures of truth, which cannot be broken. And by this word you will come to judge all those who have gotten into the imaginations concerning the scriptures, and who set them up in the place of God and Christ, in their dark imaginations, who in their darkness cannot comprehend the light. And by this word you will have spiritual riches, out of this word is poverty. And by this word you will come to know life and salvation, for in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and Christ's name is called the Word of God. And the scriptures are the words which are to be fulfilled. So all be diligent in the truth, that you may be fruitful in the word of God, that it may have its passage through you all. George Fox 271, concerning those who go out of unity and deny forms. Those who have gone from the light, from the spirit and power of God, and so from the unity, by the light, and by the spirit, and by the power are judged, and the power and light and spirit are over them. And they being gone into their own wills, and into a perverse spirit, then they say, they will not be subject to men's will, nor to the will of man. And that spirit leads them out of the bonds of humanity. When they have thus gone from the light, and the power and spirit of God, they go out of all true forms into confusion and emptiness without form. Then they say, they will not be subject to forms, and cry down all forms with their darkness and a perverse spirit, and so mash everything together. For there is a form of godliness, and there is a form of sound words, many have a form. All creatures have a form, the earth has a form, and all things were brought into a form by the power of God. For the earth was once without form, and was void and empty and confused. So those who have gone out of the covenant of God and life, and out of the power of God, have gone into a confused condition without form, a state which is out of the bond of civil men and women. And so such are confused without the right form. For the form that God has made, the form of the earth, the form of the creatures, the form of men and women, the form of sound words, the form of godliness, nor the form of sound doctrine, was never denied by the men and women of God. But those who got the form only and denied the power of godliness, those were denied, for they deny the power, and do not only do so, but quench the spirit and grieve and vex it and hate the light, by which light they are condemned. George Fox 272. To friends in Ireland. Keep to the equal measure and just weight in all things, both inwardly and outwardly, so that you may answer equity, answer truth in the oppressed, and the spirit, and grace, and light in all people. And so, being kept in righteousness, and equity, and truth, and holiness, which preserves you over the inequality, injustice, and the false measure, and weight, and balance in all things, both inward and outward. And this keeps your eye open, keeps you in a feeling sense, keeps you in understanding and true wisdom and true knowledge, what you are to answer to all men in righteousness and truth and equity, both inward and outward. And this is to all you who have purchased or bought any Irish land, so that justice and righteousness and the true measure and true weight and even balance may be among you, to answer that which is true and just and even and equal, that you may answer that which is equal and just and true in yourselves and in every man and woman, that you may be preserved in the sense and favor of God, and so may answer the good and righteous principle in all, by which they may be brought to truth, the equal principle, and just measure, and true weight and balance, by which they may know the just and true God in all his works and outgoings. George Fox 273 Not to Trust in Uncertain Riches. All friends. Be like strangers to all things visible and created, but be acquainted with the Creator, your Maker, the Lord God Almighty. For outward things are not durable riches, nor durable substance, nor durable habitations, nor durable possessions, for they have wings and will fly away. And so therefore be like pilgrims and strangers to the world, and all worldly, created and visible things, and witness redemption from the earth, so that you may reign upon the earth as kings and priests to God, that you may know a habitation in God, and the riches of his grace and life that is everlasting, and a substance that does not fade away, the riches that do not have wings, and the riches that are not deceitful, which are durable and true. For if men trust in outward riches and outward things, they will deceive and fail them and have wings and flee away from them. And so man in that state is deceived, and riches are deceitful to him. Therefore, as I said before, be like strangers and pilgrims to the world, and all things possess in it as though you did not possess them, and what you enjoy as though you did not. Be above all such things, and loose to them in the invisible life and power, which is over all things. For the birth that is born again by the immortal seed by the word of God, which lives and abides and endures forever, is above all things, for all things are upheld by his word and power. And so be acquainted with the heavenly and certain riches, the durable substance, and the everlasting possession and inheritance of life, through which you may be acquainted with your Maker and Creator, the Lord God Almighty. George Fox 274. My dear friends, all live in the pure and undefiled life, in the holy seed that does not change, which will wear out all in the transgression, and was before transgression was, and this seed was never a transgressor, and it will be when transgression is gone, and is over that spirit which is in transgression, and is a burdensome stone to the transgressor, and him who is out of truth, and it will outlast all. And so in that life, in which you may reign in the life and truth, and in its time it will break all their bonds. For that spirit which does transgress, does persecute the righteous in the particular, and persecution makes the righteous suffer in the general. And so those who will live godly in Christ Jesus must suffer persecution by those who persecute those who are godly. It is no wonder for them to persecute the godly in Christ the heavenly man. So the righteous suffers, within and without, by the unrighteous. And so be valiant for the Lord's truth upon the earth, and dwell in love, and in humility, and meekness, and patience, and righteousness, in which the love of the Lord is manifested. So no more but my love. George Fox 275. All friends everywhere, dwell in the living spirit, and in the living power, and in the heavenly light, and do not quench the motions of it in yourselves, nor the movings of it in others. Though many have run out and gone beyond their measures, yet many more have quenched the measure of the Spirit of God, and after become dead and dull, and doubted through a false fear. And so there has been hurt both ways. And therefore be obedient to the power of the Lord, and his Spirit, and his spiritual weapons, war with that Philistine which would stop up your wells and springs. Jacob's well was in the mountain, read that within yourself, he was the second birth. And the belief in the power keeps the spring open. And none are to despise prophecy, neither to quench the Spirit, so that all may be kept open to the spring, that everyone's cup may run over. For you may all prophesy one by one, and the spirit of the prophets is subject to the prophets. Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, Moses said in his time, when some found fault. But the last time is the Christian's time, who enjoy the substance, Christ Jesus, and his church is called a royal priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices, and his church are his believers in his light. And so in the light, everyone should have something to offer, and to offer an offering in righteousness to the living God, otherwise they are not priests. And those who quench the Spirit cannot offer, but become dull. I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh in the last time, said the Lord, which is the true Christian's time. God's sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and handmaids I will pour out of my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. Now, friends, if this is fulfilled, servants, handmaids, sons, daughters, old men, and young men, everyone is to feel the Spirit of God, by which you may see the things of God, and declare them to his praise. For with the heart man believes, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. First, he has it in his heart, before it comes out of his mouth. And this is beyond that brain-beaten heady stuff, which man has long studied, about the saints' words, which the holy men of God spoke forth as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost moved them, before they came forth and spoke them. And therefore, as I said before, do not resist the Holy Ghost, for those who did so grew stiff-necked, and their hearts were uncircumcised. But feel this Holy Ghost, this Spirit of truth, which leads you into all truth. So with the Holy Ghost, and with the light and power of God, you build upon Christ the foundation and life. And by the same heavenly light and power and Spirit, you labor in the vineyard, and you minister and speak forth the things of God, and you dig for your pearls. Therefore bring them forth, and let them be seen how they glisten, the glistening pearls. And all come into the vineyard of God to labor, in the light that was before darkness was, and with the life that was before death and his power was, and in the truth and power of God, which the devil is out of, so that every one of you may have your penny, that precious penny and heavenly treasure from God Almighty, the great Lord, who is the orderer and disposer and governor and ruler in the vineyard, among his servants, who pays them their wages and gives them their heavenly penny of life. Mark, it is the laborers in the life, truth, and power of God, who labor in God's vineyard, who have their heavenly penny, that everlasting treasure. So see that you have it. If you are in the labor of life, you will have it. Friends, you see how men and women can speak enough for the world, for merchandise, for husbandry, the plowman for his plow. But when they should come to speak for God, they quench the Spirit, being sayers only, and do not obey God's will. But come, let us see what the wise merchants can say. Have they found the pearl in field and purchased the field which yields those glorious glistering pearls? Let us see what can you say for God and that heavenly merchandise. What can the plowman say for God with his spiritual plow? Is the unplowed ground plowed up? Does he have abundance of the heavenly seed of life? So what can the heavenly husbandman say? Does he have abundance of spiritual fruit in store? What can the thresher say? Has he gotten the wheat out of the sheaf, the heavenly wheat with his heavenly winnowing fan? And let us see, what can the spiritual plowman, husbandman, and thresher say for God? How they have labored in the vineyard, that they may have their penny. Some are breakers of clods in the vineyard, some are weeders, some are cutting off the brambles and bushes, and fitting the ground, and cutting up the roots with the heavenly axe for the seed. Some are harrowing in, some are gathering and laying up the riches. So you may see, here are merchants, plowmen, harrowers, weeders, reapers, threshers in God's vineyard. Yet none are to find fault with one another, but everyone laboring in their places, praising the Lord, looking to him for their wages, their heavenly penny of life from the Lord of life. So none are to quench the Spirit, nor to despise prophecy, for fear that you limit the Holy One. And everyone is to minister as he has received the grace, which has appeared to all men, which brings salvation, so that the Lord's grace, his light and truth and Spirit and power may have the passage, and the rule in all men and women, that by it he may have the glory, and from it in all, who is blessed forever and forever. The Lord has said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. Now mark, friends, this is a large space in which God's name shall be great. And the Lord further said, in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, said the Lord of hosts. Now mark, friends, this heavenly incense and pure offering is a spiritual offering, which is to be offered by the Spirit to God, who is a Spirit. Then hear, none quench the Spirit of God in their own hearts, and all such come under the title of the royal priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices, which royal priesthood has a priest who lives forever, Christ Jesus. And friends, do not quench the Spirit, nor abuse the power. When it moves and stirs in you, be obedient, but do not go beyond, nor add to it, nor take from it. For if you do, you are reproved, either for going beyond or taking from it. And when any have spoken forth the things of the Lord by his power and Spirit, let them keep in the power and Spirit. And that keeps them in the humility, so that when they have spoken forth the things of God, they are neither higher nor lower, but still kept in the power before and after. And being obedient to the Spirit and power of God, it keeps them from deadness and alive to God, and keeps them in a sense that they do not go beyond and run out, as some, you know, have done. And all that has come for want of living in the power of God and in His Spirit, which keeps all things in subjection and in order, and in the true fear of the Lord, always to feel the presence of the Lord with you. Come, fishermen, what have you caught with your nets? What can you say for God? Your brethren, Peter and John, fishermen, could say much for God. Read in the Acts, and you may see it. I would not have you degenerate from their spirit. Shepherds and herdsmen, where are you? What can you say now for God, whose abiding is much in the fields? David, Jacob, and Amos, your fellow shepherds and herdsmen, do not you see? They could say much for God. I would have you to be like them, and not to degenerate from their spirit. Come, tradesmen, tent makers, physicians, and custom men, what can you say for God? Do you not read that your fellow tradesmen in ages past could say much for God? Do not degenerate from their spirit. Do you not remember the accusations of the wise and learned Grecians, when the apostles preached Christ among them, that they were called poor tradesmen and fishermen? Therefore be faithful. The preachers of Jesus Christ now are the same to the wise of the world as then. George Fox, 276. Dear friends, live in peace and love and patience with one another, for that edifies the body, and strife does not, but eats out the good. For the body does edify itself in love, in which there is nourishment and virtue and life from the head, so in that meet and build up one another. Dear hearts, be faithful, and live in the life and power and seed of God, and in love and peace with one another. And so the God of peace preserve you in it. Peace be among you, and live in that which keeps peace, for the peacemakers are blessed. And all strive for that which makes for peace, and those who are lowest and stay so receive the most from God. George Fox, 277. My dear friends, when you were formerly in a profession, you took your servants, your apprentices, and your children along with you to your places of worship. And now that you have come to truth, and are convinced that the same is the truth of God, through which you come to have a portion and inheritance of life and salvation, and of a kingdom and world that has no end, and into a possession of that which you formerly only professed in words. Now, therefore, friends, you who are come to this possession, and go into the assemblies of the people of God, who are gathered into His name, where salvation is, and in no other name under heaven, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Is it not more reputable for you to take your servants, apprentices, children, and maidens along with you to the meetings, to be partakers of the eternal truth, so that they may have a possession with you of the same that you possess? For if you should leave them behind and be careless of them, they are many of them apt to run into liberty, and to looseness, and to plays, and to tippling houses, and so into loose company. Such liberty has been a great hurt to youth, and the truth has been much dishonored by it. And such do not only lose the wisdom of God, and the true understanding given to them by His Son, but the reason of men in these practices. And then after you may come to find fault with your servants, children, etc., and for a small matter put some of them away, when the fault is in yourselves that you did not take them along with you to the meetings, and govern them in the wisdom of God, and true understanding and knowledge, which is to know the true God, and His Son Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, whom to know is life eternal. By which liberty such do not keep authority over them, for you should bring them to the meetings with you, to wait upon the Lord. For truly my life has often been burdened through the lack of restraining them of that liberty which they run into, in which you should be more prudent, wise, and careful, and should keep more in your dominion and authority in the life, power, and seed, in which you have the true wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Therefore, consider these things in all your families, and remember the time of your former professions, in which you exercised the reason of men, as to bring your servants to an outward profession. Now you being come to a possession of life, take heed for fear that you lose the right reason, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Therefore rouse yourselves, so that you may exercise the right wisdom and understanding in that which lives forever, and is, and will remain when all the contrary is gone, into which all must be brought, so that in that you may be good patterns and examples in all your families, and bring them forth with you to your meetings, that they may find the substance of that which you formerly only professed in words. And now you enjoying the substance, be more careful, be more diligent and circumspect, so that God may be glorified throughout all your families, and His name may be called upon, and honored and exalted, who is God over all, blessed forever. And friends, some among you breed up your children not like when you were only in a profession, in such a rude, heady way that when they grow up, they do not matter to you or care for you. So they are not a blessing and a comfort to you. But in many things they are worse than many of the world's more loose, stubborn, and disobedient. Which truth teaches no such things, but brings more into humility, and meekness, and gentleness, and tenderness. So that when they come to be set to apprenticeship, many times they run quite out into the world. And therefore, by the power and life and wisdom of God, you must take notice of these things, that all such may be brought into, and kept in subjection by the power of God, so that God may be honored and glorified, through the breaking of the stubborn will in them, and subjecting them to truth, and let them all know their places, and not to give way to that which may get over you. So then you will not know how to rule them at last, but bring a grief and sorrow and trouble upon you, as too many examples may be seen. Therefore, while they are young, restrain them from such things, and everyone in the life and power and seed of truth, keep your authority, and lose not the true wisdom and understanding given you by Christ, nor the true knowledge, nor true reason which gives to distinguish good from bad. But in all things keep your authority, which is given to you of God, and your places in it, for those who fear and worship the Lord shall have a place with him. And in the power and life and wisdom of God, you will breed up and govern your sons and daughters, servants and apprentices, and cause them to keep in their places, and in the power of God answer the good in them all. For an outward father or mother, over their families, apprentices, and maidens, are to keep all things that are outward, civil, and subject in their places with reason and true wisdom. And those who come to be fathers in truth are to train them up in the truth, and to exercise that wisdom and that knowledge and understanding which is beyond the outward. Therefore in it they should train them up in the truth, through which all should be free, not in the eye service of men, but serving the Lord in righteousness and diligence in their services, so that they may be partakers of the heavenly life, and come to be heirs of salvation, and children of the promise, and sons and daughters of Zion, to whom Christ is elect and precious. And through him their conversations may be brought up into heavenly things, and their minds and affections to be set on things above. So, friends, consider all these things in the life which was before death was, in the truth which the devil is out of, in the wisdom of God which is pure from above, and in the righteousness which was before unrighteousness was, so that God may be glorified throughout all your families, who is blessed forever. George Fox, 278. And friends, see that all apprentices who are bound among you may serve out their times faithfully, according to covenant, that all may know their places. For youth, if they are let loose, are like wild asses and wild heifers, and such many times bring a great dishonor to God by running into looseness, who are more fit to be under rule and order than to rule, and through a foolish pity of some, they let up a great deal of airiness and wildness in them. All which should be kept under, by the power of God, in which the honor of the Lord may be preserved, and so that liberty may not be given to youth in those cases. For the true liberty is in Christ Jesus, which gives authority over that which will dishonor God. For many such things have spoiled several, in letting unbridled youth go at liberty, in taking the reins to themselves, and have brought trouble upon their parents, masters, and mistresses, and great dishonor upon God. Let care be taken, that truth does not suffer about such things, and that none buy out their time without the consent of their parents or guardians, or in the absence of them, to advise with the monthly meetings. For do you not see what hurt has been done in such cases? Therefore keep all such under the yoke, and hinder and stop wickedness and looseness that would break forth. So in all such things you should exercise the pure wisdom of God, the pure reason, knowledge, and understanding, and keep in the authority of it, that none under a profession of truth be led into looseness. Whereas youth should be kept under a bridle and restraint, and be nurtured and trained up in the fear and wisdom of God, so that the power of God and God's truth may have its passage through all, and over all, and all lightness, frothiness, wildness, and looseness may be kept down. So that the good may be kept up in all, to honor and to glorify the Lord God Almighty, who is blessed forevermore, who reigns among us. George Fox, 279, The Substance of a General Epistle. All friends everywhere, who are friends of Christ the heavenly man, by whom the world was made, and have become friends of God through Christ Jesus, who are quickened by Jesus and made alive by him, who were dead in old Adam, and are now made alive by the second Adam, and have drunk his blood, through which you have life, and by which you come from among the congregations of the dead, who only talk of his blood and his flesh. And now being gathered in the name of Jesus, who has made you alive, in the name of him whose blood you have drunk, which is his life, yes, even of the heavenly man's. And so have come out of your native countries, religions, and worships, and left the old stuff behind, who have gotten atop of the old house, and will not go down again to fetch out any of the old stuff. I say, you who are gathered in the name of Jesus, the heavenly man, out of the old Adam, and are made alive by the heavenly man, keep your meetings in the name of Jesus. Then it is he who is persecuted if you are persecuted, and he who suffers. For in all your afflictions and sufferings he is with you, who are made alive by him, and have drunk his blood, and so have come to be faithful witnesses of Christ Jesus, as all who are made alive by him are, and have drunk his blood. For those who have not drunk his blood, and are not made alive by him, are not true witnesses of Christ Jesus. And therefore you whom the Lord has gathered, and sought and searched out, who have been scattered in this cloudy dark day, since the apostles' days of light, and have been made a prey upon by the hireling shepherds, and have been left to the wolves by the fleeing of the hirelings, whom you thought had been true men, and now the Lord has sought and searched, and found, and gathered you from their mouths, to whose mouths you have been a prey. And the Lord is known to feed you atop of the mountains with his heavenly bread, and he has set one shepherd over you, the heavenly man, who lives forever, who is the shepherd over all the living, who are made alive by him. And so the Lord has the glory of seeking and of gathering you out of the wildernesses, pits, graves, and ditches of old Adam and the serpent, and from his brambles and briars. And so Christ, by whom the world was made, is the rest of the living whom he has made alive, and is their shepherd to feed them with life and with the springs of life, and is the bishop of their souls who oversees them, that they do not go out of the pastures of life, and from the springs of life, nor from the fold of life. It is a glorious pasture to be fed atop of all the mountains, in the life, in the pastures of life, by the living shepherd, and to be overseen by the living bishop, and to be sanctified, and to be presented to God by the living priest, and to be counseled by the living counselor to an everlasting inheritance, and to a kingdom, and to a world which has no end, by an everlasting priest who sanctifies and offers you to God without spot or wrinkle, a perfect offering, who sprinkles your consciences and hearts with his blood, that you may serve the living God and not the dead works among the dead. And now you having an everlasting preacher, whom God has anointed to preach, and an everlasting minister, who ministers grace and life and salvation and truth to you, an everlasting prophet whom God has raised up, who is to be heard. All the living hear him, but the dead only talk of his fame. So none can silence or stop the mouth of those whom he opens, or take away Christ your shepherd, your bishop your minister, your preacher, your prophet, your counselor. And therefore let him have your ears, listen to him, let him be set up in your hearts, who is set up from everlasting to everlasting by the Father, whom all the righteous witness, Christ Jesus, who is your possession, being heirs with him, by whom all the living are made alive. And so in him live by whom the world was made, who was glorified with the Father before the world began. So in Christ the heavenly man you have rest, but in old Adam, the transgressor, you have no rest. There is the wilderness, Sodom, Egypt, Babylon, and confusion. For God blessed Abraham in his obeying of his commands, when he went from his native country and relations, yes, and made him a prince. So those who are redeemed out of kindreds and tongues, Christ makes as princes to overcome the prince of darkness. And Abraham was to walk before God, who was perfect, and he was to be perfect, so must all who are of the faith of Abraham. Abraham saw Christ's day and rejoiced, but thousands now come to enjoy the day that Abraham saw. The outward Jews ate the manna in the wilderness and disobeyed and perished. But those who eat the flesh of Christ and drink his blood have life everlasting. And this gives an eternal life, by which they come to an eternal possession and to the land of the living, as the outward Jews came to possess the land of Canaan. And so you who are heirs of Christ, the heavenly man, and have come to possess him, whom he has made alive, stand fast, now is your time to stand. Stand in the life which was before death, or the king of it was. Stand in the light which was before darkness, or the prince of it was. And stand in the power of God, which was before the devil was. And sit down in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, who is set up from everlasting to everlasting. And therefore keep your faith in the Lord, For he is the same who has given you dominion, through faith, over the mountains of opposition, by which they have been subdued, and by which the fiery darts have been quenched. And has not this been fulfilled? In all their afflictions he was afflicted, and that the angel of his presence should be with them in their trials and sufferings. So the Lord has a tender care of his sheep, his people, that the angel of his presence should be with them in all their trials. And therefore let your minds be out of all outward and visible things, and do not fear for the fleece, for it will grow again. And if the Lord should try you now, with the spoiling of outward things, after he has blessed you with them, to see whether your minds be with them or with him. Stand now, having on the whole armor of God and his righteousness, and your feet shod with the power of God, which was before the devil was. This will keep you from slipping, and having on the armor of light to stand against darkness. And the breastplate of righteousness, which is armor proof against the devil and his fiery darts. And keep the shield of faith, and sword of the Spirit, the word of God, and the helmet of salvation, which preserves the head in all battles with the devil and his instruments. And thus with your heavenly armor and arms stand, and keep your possession of life, who are brought out of spiritual Egypt, Sodom, and Babylon, having one to go before you, the captain of your salvation, Christ Jesus, who was before Moses and Joshua were. And see how the children of God all along in the scriptures had victory through faith. Daniel by faith, the three children by faith, Abraham by faith, Joshua by faith, and Caleb by faith. And the other spies who had no faith, and the elders among the outward Jews and the people, how they fell through unbelief. But by grace through faith the just were saved, by faith they had victory, and by faith they pleased God, and therefore keep in the faith, and you will have the water life and the bread of life from above. And stand still in the faith, for the righteous live by faith, and those who did not have faith to believe, they perished. And Christ has taught all how to believe, who has enlightened everyone that comes into the world. He said, "Believe in the light," which was a blessed doctrine of the heavenly man. For you believing in the light, you believe in that which makes manifest all things, all fruits, all creatures, all religions, and worship. For the light was before they all were, and will be when they are all gone. Therefore, believe in the light, said the heavenly man, who teaches what to believe in. For whatever is made manifest by the light. So to believe in the light, that makes manifest all things that are reprovable. In this you will become children of the light, and children of the day, and sons of God, and daughters of God, and sons of Zion, and daughters of Zion, the heavenly joy. And so in this you come to be of the royal family, above in the families of the earth, above all the households of the earth, a household of God, the workmanship of God, the planting of God, the building of God, the household of faith, which are titles higher than all the titles among men in the world, in the creation, sons and daughters and servants and handmaids, every man to enjoy something in the household, everyone to have an inheritance of their own of life, that they may offer to God from their heavenly substance, who are called a royal priesthood. That is, a kingly priesthood over the devil and over Adam, in possession of a spiritual kingdom and of a world that has no end, and of a heavenly durable substance and riches which are spiritual. And so to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God, who is a spirit. So now is the time of trying. Therefore all are to stand, and see if there is anything able to separate you from Christ. Who is from everlasting to everlasting, who is first and last, who makes an end of sin and finishes transgression and destroys the devil and his works, and is the top and cornerstone, the possession of all the righteous, the rest and Sabbath of all the righteous, who have drunk his blood, whom he has made alive. So in Christ you shall bear no burden, for he destroys that which oppresses both man and beast. And in Christ you shall not go out to gather your meat, who is your Sabbath and rest. But in old Adam there is no rest. In the second Adam, the heavenly man, there is the rest. And in him, to wit, Christ the heavenly man, you need not go out to gather your meat. For he is the bread of life, which comes down from above, in him stand, and sit down in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, who was with the Father before the world began, who is your way to God, which way was set up more than 1600 years ago, before all these got up among the Papists and Protestants, who is the new and living way to all who are made alive by him and drink his blood. The dead make dead ways for the dead to walk in, but you mind Christ's worship, which was set up more than 1600 years ago, by himself, in the Spirit and truth, by which everyone comes to the truth, the Spirit God in his own heart, in which truth and Spirit he worships the God of truth, who is a spirit and feels him always present. Now to worship God in the truth is that which the devil and old Adam is out of, and this is the perfect and standing worship. And people who have lost this worship, which Christ set up, they have set up so many false worships among Protestants and Papists, and compelling one another to them, since they have lost the peaceable truth, in which the God of peace is worshipped. And therefore now all prize the standing truth, and walk as becomes the gospel, the power of God, which was before the devil was, which destroys the devil and his works. And so stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Yes, free from the devil and old Adam, for the freedom is in him, in Christ, and not in the devil who is out of the truth, nor in old Adam. Yes, Christ is able to deliver out of the six troubles, and the seventh trouble, the perfection of trouble. He who is the perfection itself, so he is the deliverer and mediator, and the intercessor, who makes peace between you and God. So in Christ, who is the deliverer, is the peace and the rest, yes, an everlasting rest. He was set up over all troubles, and persecutions and persecutors who was before they were, glorified with the Father before the world began, and he will be when they are all gone. As I said before, all who have drunk his blood and are made alive by him have life. Yes, a possession that will never have an end. But those who are dead in old Adam are against Christ, who is the life, till he makes them alive by believing in the light, and then they become the congregation of the living. And these are those who are gathered together by the Lord, and those who are not gathered together by the Lord, but by men to themselves, they come to be scattered. Now the congregation of the living have drunk the blood of Jesus, who are alive by him, and so are gathered together by him, the heavenly man, and he is in the midst of them to preserve them and exercise his offices among them as a shepherd and a bishop and a prophet, etc. And these are the living members who have a living head, Christ Jesus. And that saying comes to be fulfilled, your dead men shall live together, with my dead body shall they arise. So come to live with Christ Jesus. And they are the congregation of the dead, who do not believe in the light, nor drink the blood of Jesus, but death and destruction talk of him and of God and his prophets and apostles' words. And they come to set their house upon the sand, and so are the fools. And then a storm arises upon the sea, and their house is presently in the sea again, and they are drowned there. The house sits so near the sea, that in a little storm they are drowned, they are so near the world. But the wise men set their house upon the rock, and the rock is Christ, the life who was before the world was and will stand over all, and those who are built upon it, Christ the rock, the storms and tempests cannot move their rock, nor their house. So here is the wisdom of the wise, who build their house upon him by whom all things were created, who is the rock of ages. So in all storms they keep to their house, and they meet in him, and are gathered in him, and he is their head and counselor to order them. And in him they all please God, and in Christ Jesus are one another's crown and life. And so through him they have all a crown of life, who was with the Father before the world began. So in him sit down over all the windy doctrines that toss the chaff abroad in the world. I say, in Christ sit down, in him who was before the world was, for out of him is all weariness, but in him you have rest. George Fox 280. All dear friends everywhere, who have no helper but the Lord, who is your strength and your life, let your cries and prayers be to him, from whom all your help and strength comes, who with his eternal power has kept your heads above all waves and storms. Let none go out of their habitations in the stormy time of the night, whose habitation is in the Lord. Let everyone keep his habitation and stand in his lot, the seed, Christ Jesus, to the end of the day. There is the lot of your inheritance, and in this seed you will see the bright and morning star appear, which will expel the night of darkness that has been in your hearts, by which morning star you will come to the everlasting day, which was before night was. So everyone feel this bright morning star in your hearts, there to expel the darkness. George Fox 281. Dear friends, mind the truth of God and his pure holy power, which the Lord has made you partakers of by his good spirit. Oh. Do not let his spirit be grieved by you. Let that be mortified that would get up to grieve or quench the spirit, for that will corrupt your reason, understanding, and knowledge, and that which gives you to know God and Christ, that is eternal life. And all have a care that you do not abuse the power, nor crucify to yourselves the seed afresh, but let that be crucified by the seed, in which seed you have life eternal. And therefore prize the truth above all things. Now you have liberty to spread it abroad. for you are called to righteousness and holiness, without which none shall see God. Therefore mind your high calling in God, out of old Adam into Christ Jesus, the second Adam, and keep your meetings in the name of Jesus, and feel him in the midst of you, who is your life and salvation. And that all occasions and stumbling blocks may be taken away, so that the precious truth may be minded by you all, in which all are to live in unity and walk in peace with the God of peace and with one another, that all your springs may be kept open, and all your fountains may run with living water. And all your candles may burn, and everyone may have bread on his own table in his temple, and his rod budding there, so that he may be known to be a priest of the royal priesthood. So that all may have salt in yourselves, that you may be good for something, for if you are not the good salt, you cannot make the earth savory. Therefore all keep in the sense of truth, and be digging for the pearl in your own field, and to find that was lost silver in your own house, and the leaven in your own hearts. So that where it works and is joined to, it will leaven into its own nature. So in all your meetings, be faithful in the power and life, that you may be watered by the spring of life, so that you may grow. And so whatever strife or whatever runs out or whatever occasion of offense has been, let the seed of God rise and put all that down in all, that all you in the everlasting seed, the second Adam, may have your peace, familiarity, and kindness, and affableness, and courteousness, and gentleness, and love, with and towards one another. For the power of the Lord God is over all, and his everlasting seed, Christ Jesus, reigns over all, in whom is eternal fellowship, peace, and unity, and not in old Adam. For old Adam's sons and daughters may get the words of Christ, and of the prophets and apostles, but are out of their life as their practice speaks. And therefore it is the life that differs, and the new way differs from the old, and the religion that is above from that which is below. And the worship Christ set up more than 1600 years ago, written in 1670, from all those which have been made since, among the nominal Christians. And the fellowship of God and the Spirit and gospel differs from all the fellowships that have been made since the apostles' days. And the liberty in Christ in the gospel in the Spirit is far above the liberty of old Adam in the flesh, in the sin, the wages of which is death. Here no false liberty can be in the Spirit, and in the power of the gospel and in Christ Jesus, nor any false freedom in the truth, for all false freedom is out of the truth. And therefore keep over all those false liberties and false freedoms, in old Adam and his spirit and dark power and corrupt seed, in the seed of life and spirit and power of God, that is holy and pure without spot. So no more but my love in the holy seed which is over all. George Fox to be read in all friends' meetings. And send copies to this to Maryland, Virginia, Barbados, New England, etc. 282. Friends, live in the seed that bruises the serpent's head and destroys the devil and his works, and live in the light, which is the life, and in the word by which all things were made, which light and life and word hammers and cut down and condemns and judges all evil words and works, and the spirit of them that is out of the light, life, seed, and word of reconciliation. In this I have unity with you, and in this all true believers are reconciled to God and one to another, and in it is the heavenly wisdom in which the holy and spiritual fellowship is reserved, over that short, brittle, defaming, and inconstant spirit which must be kept down with the Spirit of God that does not change, which has been crucified by the wicked. But the seed of life slays the enmity and reigns over it in life and power. Glory to the Lord God forever. Amen. George Fox 283 to friends at Bristol in time of suffering. Dear friends, now is the time for you to stand. Therefore put on the whole armor of God, from the crown of the head to the soles of your feet, so that you may stand in the possession of life. And you who have been public men and formerly traveled abroad, mind to keep up your testimony, both in the city and in the countries, that you may encourage friends to keep up their meetings as usual there, so that none faint in the time of trial, but that all may be encouraged, both small and great, to stand faithful to the Lord God and his power and truth, so that their heads may not sink in the storms, but may be kept up above the waves. So go into your meeting places as at other times, and keep up your public testimony and visit friends thereabouts, now in this time of storm, for there is your crown in the universal power and Spirit of God. So let your minds and souls and hearts be kept above all outward and visible things. Few now travel the countries, it may be well to visit them, for fear that any should faint. Stir up one another in that which is good, and to faithfulness in the truth, this day. And let your minds be kept above all visible things, For God took care for man in the beginning and set him above the works of his hands. And therefore mind the heavenly treasure, that will never fade away, and dwell in the seed, in which you may know your election. It is hard for me to give forth in writing what is before me, because of my bodily weakness. But I was desirous in some measure to ease my mind, desiring that you may stand fast and faithful to truth. Of my travels and weakness, and of my affliction, it is like you have heard, both by those that are without, and also by those that are within, which are hard to be uttered and spoken. My love is to all faithful friends. George Fox, the 2D of the 11th month, 1670. 284 dear friends and brethren, see that all live in the peaceable and blessed truth, into which no enmity can come. For the blessed seed, Christ Jesus, takes away the curse, of the increase of whose government there is no end, who rules in righteousness among the righteous forever. And see that this righteousness, in which you all have peace, runs down and flow as a stream among you, who are begotten again into a lively hope, and born again by the immortal seed of the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. And you who have received Christ have received power to become the sons of God, and to believe in the light in obedience to Christ's command, by which you become children of the light and children of the day. Therefore this I say to you, let no man abuse this power, which is everlasting, and keep the gospel order, which was before any impurity was, and will be when it is gone. So that in all your men and women's meetings, see that virtue flows, and see that all your words are gracious, and see that love flows, which bears all things, so that kindness, tenderness, and gentleness may be among you, and that the fruits of the good Spirit may abound. For nothing that is unclean must enter into God's kingdom, which stands in righteousness and in holiness and in the power of God and in the joy of the Holy Ghost. For all joy that is out of the Holy Ghost will have an end. And see in all your men and women's meetings that God is in no ways dishonored, nor the pure and blessed name of Christ, in which you are gathered, be blasphemed. But in all things that God may be glorified, exalted, and honored. For you have the light to see all evil and the power to withstand it, and to see that nothing is lacking, then all will he well among you, in all your men and women's meetings. And see that nothing is lacking, neither within nor without, for God is rich in both, and abundance of his riches you have received. And so this is a warning and a charge to you all, in the presence of the living God, that you keep up the testimony of Jesus. Jump to another presence, against all that which is contrary to Jesus the heavenly man, so that your fruits may appear to his glory, and your works to his praise, and that you may have water in your own cisterns, and know those clouds through which Christ gives you rain, having purchased the field in which the pearl lies. And now is the springtime when the lily and the rose begin to flourish, and the vine is putting forth, and the apple tree to bring forth her fruit, by the power of the Lord God, who is over all. And keep your testimony for your religion, which you have received from God, and for your worship in the Spirit and in the truth that Christ Jesus has set up, and for your gospel fellowship, which is in the power of God before the devil was. And see that all live in peace and in the love of God, for love edifies the body. For he who is the head of it is the beloved of God, who is from everlasting to everlasting. And see that everyone's affections be set on things above, and not upon things below, which are earthly. For now is the time to contend for the faith, which gives victory, which was once delivered to the saints, in which you have unity. And so the God of power preserve you all, and keep you in his blessed seed, Christ Jesus, so that none of you may be without a minister, without a priest, or without a prophet, or without a shepherd, or without a bishop, but let everyone receive him in his offices. Then you all will have one who will exercise his offices in you all, whom God has given for a leader and a covenant. Yes, an everlasting leader, who was the foundation of the prophets and apostles, and is to us this day. And so be valiant for the truth upon the earth, in the seed Christ Jesus, so that through him who destroys death, you may have a crown of life. And through him you may be one another's crown and joy in the Lord. Yes, I say, through Christ, who was glorified with the Father before the world began. I am just now upon leaving this island, where I have had very great and blessed service, though I underwent very great weights and burdens and sufferings and travels, but all is well, and the blessed seed and power is over all, to whom be glory forevermore. Amen, amen. George Fox, 285. Dear friends, this is the counsel of the Lord to you all, who are brought into the eternal truth of God, whose minds are guided out of the earth up to God, and have received their wisdom from God, which wisdom orders all the creatures, that with it you may come to know how to order in the creation, with the wisdom by which all was made. This I charge you, and warn you all in the presence of the living God, that you suffer no creature to perish for want of the creation's sustenance. Jump to another presence, and that none be lost through slothfulness, laziness, and filthiness. And let these things not be, which are for condemnation with the light that leads to the wisdom, with which the creation must be ordered. And friends, let there be no slothfulness among you, but all keep in diligence and liveliness. For he who is slothful is an evil example, and such must be judged with the light, so that they may come to know the servant's place and be diligent. And those who have gone up and down begging, whom you have received in among you with the light which has convinced them, see that they are kept in diligence and not wander, but be kept in obedience to the light, to receive their wisdom from God, how to labor in the creation. And see that they have things decent and necessary, and that their nakedness may be covered, that no reproach nor shame may come upon the truth from such who are without. But that with the light all such may be denied who act contrary to it. And that you may walk in the light which condemns the evil world and receive the light of the Son of God, which the world stumbles at, which is their condemnation, and in which the saints have unity. And all being kept diligent, walking in the light, there will be no slothfulness. For that is judged with the light, which is one with that in his conscience, which condemns him for evil. George Fox, this to go among friends everywhere. 286. Friends, when you are met together in the name of Jesus your Savior, let your minds be over all to him, and out of all things that change and perish and die of itself and will corrupt, and are visible up to him who is invisible, the Lord God and his Son Jesus Christ, that you may see him and feel him among you, and in your meetings, in his life and light and power and spirit. And that you may know that God is, and that he is the rewarder of all those who diligently seek him. And to know that God is present. And that which gives the knowledge of him is the light that shines in the heart, in the face of Jesus Christ, and so see him in all your troubles and afflictions. And that God is present, beholding all your actions done in your bodies, and your consenting to your evil thoughts, lusts, or motions. The thoughts, what you will speak or act, or motions that you have not acted outwardly. But if you do consent to do them in your mind or heart, the Lord sees them to be done there, though they are not done outwardly to the sight of men. And so you must give an account to God of things done in your bodies, and of things done out of the body. For God both hears and sees what is done in the body, and what is said and done without the body. And therefore turn from the evil that leads to destruction, and judge it and yourselves for cleaving to it. And turn to the Lord, and know him who is mighty to save, and to reward all those who diligently seek him, who is almighty in his power to save and deliver, and to help in time of need. So know him who is from everlasting to everlasting. And here you know God in his power, light and life and righteousness, which his kingdom stands in that righteousness and power and Holy Ghost and peace that never will have an end, and is over all kingdoms that will have an end and are unclean, and any unclean and imperfect thing may enter into them. And in them are troubles, tumults, and sin, and not peace, but sorrow. But no imperfect thing enters into the kingdom of God, nor sin, nor any unclean thing. For the kingdom of God stands in righteousness and everlasting peace and in joy in the Holy Ghost. George Fox, 287. Friends, consider, you who have known the mercies of the Lord God and of Jesus Christ. Look back and see how those who had known much of God, how soon they forgot him, as in the days of the old world, and in the days of Moses, and in the days of the judges, how they soon forgot God, who had done great things for them, and forsook God, and his way, and religion, and worship, and followed such gods as men had made. And in the days of the prophets, how the people forsook the Lord God, and in the days of Christ and his apostles, how they had mostly gone astray from God. Though they kept an outward profession of their words, yet they denied Christ in his light and life and power, who was the end of the law and the prophets. And those who did receive Christ Jesus and believed in him in a few ages after the apostles, how most of Christendom ran from the life into death and ran from the light into darkness, and into error from the Holy Spirit and into Babylon, which is confusion, and from the worship in the Spirit and in the truth, which Christ set up and followed after the worship of the beast and the dragon, and went from the true church after the whore, and from Christ, the way to God, after the ways that men had made, and from the religion that is pure from above, after the religions that men have made. And so, now the gospel is preached again, and the living way, Christ to the living God, and his religion and his worship are set up and received by many, and they come to the true worship, which is in God. And all be faithful, and take heed of running back again where you were before, for fear that you and your children perish, as others have done, who forsook the Lord God of mercies. And therefore train up your children in the fear of God, and in the way of Christ, and in his worship and religion, so that they may observe and keep in it when you are gone. And walk in the Spirit and truth, in which God is worshipped, and keep in the order of the gospel, in the power of God, which was before the devil was. Which power of God will keep you pure to God, that nothing may get between you and the Lord God. And be obedient to the law that God has written in your hearts, and put in your minds, that you may be the children of the new covenant, and that you may be the royal priesthood, offering up to God the spiritual sacrifices. And sitting under your teacher, the grace of God, which brings salvation and season your words and establish your hearts. And this grace saves and is sufficient, said God Almighty. And you need no man to teach you, but as the same anointing does teach you to know all things, which anointing abides in you. And hearken all what the righteousness of faith said, speaking on this wise, the word is near thee, even in your heart and in your mouth, to obey it and do it. That you need not say, who shall ascend to bring Christ from above, or descend to bring Christ from the grave, for that is the word of faith which we preach. George Fox 288 to friends in Carolina. Dear friends, to whom is my love in the blessed seed, which bruises the head of the serpent, and is over all, and does not change, which is the first and last, in whom you have life and peace with the God of peace. So you few who are that ways, keep your meetings and meet together in the name of Jesus, whose name is above every name, and gathering is above every gathering. And there is no salvation in any other name but by the name of Jesus. And you gathering being in his name, where salvation is, he is your prophet, your shepherd, your bishop, your priest in the midst of you to open to you and to sanctify you and to feed you with life and to quicken you with life. Wait in his power and light, that you may be children of the light by believing in the light, which is the life in Christ. That you may be grafted into him, the true root, and built upon him, the true foundation, who is the foundation of the holy prophets and apostles and of all the holy martyrs, and is the foundation of all his holy people now. And is the rock of ages, yes, of the ages of the prophets, and of the ages of his apostles, and of the ages of his people now, and martyrs, who kept them above the raging of the seas, and does now. Which rock the wise men build upon, the rock that stands against all the storms and tempestuous weather. And therefore be valiant for God's truth upon the earth, and his good spirit, and live in it, by which you may profit in the things of God, through which you may answer the witness of God and all, and the spirit whom they grieve and quench which they have erred from, through which he may be served, and his truth spread abroad. So everyone in your measures of the Spirit of God and Christ, be faithful, that in it you may increase and answer the Lord in a good life and conversation, for all his mercies. And as everyone has received the Lord Jesus Christ, so walk in him, that you may serve the Lord in a new life and worship him in the spirit and truth which the devil is out of. And by this truth you may be made free, by which you may be espoused and married to Christ Jesus, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and coming. And therefore, if you want wisdom, keep in the truth, that you may go to the treasure of life and of salvation, that you may be heirs of the same and of life and possessors of it. Yes, I say, heirs of life and inherit that, and the riches you lay up there will stand by, and that will be more to you than if all the world was your portion, and be with you when time is gone and shall be no more. For the truth is the truth and does not change, in which live, and it will be your peace and joy everlasting. And in the seed, Christ Jesus, who bruises the serpent's head, who is before the devil was, glorified with the Father before the world began, and was from everlasting to everlasting, the first and last, the top and cornerstone, live in him, so that you may inherit life everlasting, and dwell in the love of God in Christ Jesus, which will edify and build one another up, and in this walk in all holiness of life and conduct, for that becomes God's house. And dwell and live and walk in the peaceable truth, which keeps you in peace, and in the holy fellowship of the Spirit, the bond of peace, by which Spirit you may be led into all truth, up to God and Christ, from him who is out of the truth. Amen, says my soul. George Fox 289. Dear friends everywhere, be faithful to God, who has been faithful and true to you. Therefore you be true to God and a faithful witnesses to him and to Christ Jesus, that now you may all have riches and treasure laid up in store against a time of want, storms and tempests, that you may stand. For if you do not stand now, you are as bad as such professors, who stood only when the sun shined and crept out when it was fine and fair weather, but when a storm or tempest came, then they ran creeping into their holes and corners and skulking into by corners and fled by back doors, who were ashamed of their religion and what they professed. But when the sun shined, then they showed their enmity to the righteous. And therefore be of the faith of David and of his spirit, who said, I was young and now am old. I never saw the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And the Lord, to encourage his people, said, in all their afflictions he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. And Christ tells you, it is he who suffers and is persecuted when his children are persecuted. And so it is for the Lord's sake that the righteous suffer by the unrighteous. And you read how those who suffered the spoiling of their goods, and scoffing and mocking, yet they were not to forsake the assembling themselves together, as the manner of some was. For those who suffer with Christ shall reign with him, for the Lord may try you. Who has blessed you with outward things, whether your minds stand with him, or in the outward things? George Fox, 290. Dear friends, live in love, for that is of God, and edifies the body of Christ, and keep in the truth of God, which the devil is out of, and walk in the same peaceable truth, and do righteously to all people, and walk in righteousness. And then you will walk in peace with God, and with one another, and walk in holiness, for that becomes the house of God, and in holiness you will see the holy God among you. And so that you may keep the unity in the Spirit, which is the bond of peace, and dwell in love one with another. For all eyes are upon you, and some watch for evil, but you answer the good in all, in your words and lives. This is the counsel of the Lord God to you all, and that you may be the salt of the earth, and the light of the world, and as a city set on a hill that cannot be hid, so that all who profess Christ and God may show forth Christ and godliness in life and word. George Fox, Top Back Letters, Next Letters.